Sir, can you state your name and ADC number for the record?
Christopher Lee Hosler, 163-441.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chief.
You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on July 2nd, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, it is.
That form listed your hearing rights, and one of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
No, I'm not myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll start with the opposite side of the bench. At the opposite end, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. The center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis DeMunis. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in, so Mr. Hoffman.
Yes, it is.
And Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Hoffman, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make a final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, I do.
Now again, this hearing will be conducted in two distinct phases, and there will be a motion that passes from phase one to phase two. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and had lots of property authorized in the Food and Wage Company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by use of methamphetamine on or about May 23, 2018, for the task GCMS liable for dated May 29, 2018. Mr. Hosler, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report for a face-to-face contact visit on or about May 30, 2018, as written and verbally directed on May 23, 2018. You were actively avoiding supervision, thus an absconder from supervision. Mr. Hosler, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Hosler's admission, I move to find the delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision that he may have or had lapsed in the Food and Wage Company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Hosler, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Westby.
Mr. Hosler was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on April 24, 2018. He was arrested June 17, 2018 by Mesa PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on June 17, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of September 11th, 2018, 18 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 2001, marijuana violation, 1 year, 9 months. 2003, forgery, 4.5 years. 2011, burglary tools possession, 4.5 years. 2015, drug paraphernalia, 7 months. This is his fifth term in DOC. CDYR score 4.4. Mental health score 3. Substance abuse score 3. STG gang information notes, he's a Hells Angels associate. Prior terms of supervision, 2003, TIS release completion, 2 months. 2007, TIS release completion, 25 days. 2015, TIS release of standard, 3 days. Reached CSED prior to state of BOEC. His discipline violations are moderate, with violence noted. However, after his return to DOC, July 10th, 2018, he has pending disciplinary for attempting to commit a Class B felony when he prevented staff from conducting official duties by refusing directives. Other arrests, 1992, burglary, 3rd degree, Arizona, guilty under sanction. 2000, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2000, marijuana violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2001, marijuana violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2001, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2007, misconduct involving weapons, Arizona, federal prison. 2010, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G7BA.
Thank you, Mr. Gillespie. Back to you, Mr. Postler. I'm going to make a quick review of your case of division summary. Looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside with your father, located at 1465 West 1st Street, Mesa, Arizona. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Is that the only place that you lived when you were outside of prison this last time?
Yes, it was.
Thank you, sir. We have employment notes. Looks like that you going over your employment notes.
Aye.
Let me see if I can lower my microphone. For whatever reason, our mics are a little bit strong today, and we're trying to get them adjusted. Is that any better?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not trying to blow your ear off. Did you work at all when you were on community supervision?
I did the manager at City 40, somebody told me to see him, but every day he didn't. Other than that, I was just trying to learn how to work on motors, on cars.
Okay.
I had a guy trying to teach me, but as far as bad and a real time, you know, I worked at Dave Raymond for like a week, but other than that, I didn't have a permanent job.
Okay, sir. It looks like that you were referred to the Treatment Assessment Screening Center under the color code pink. You submitted one diluted UA, and on May 16th, 2018, you had one positive methamphetamine. So did you have ongoing abuse or addiction issues with methamphetamine?
Yes, and I was up front to my peer, Jesse. I told him, yes, I was using. I asked him, why, I guess, I would say, in my sense, politely, I said, can I have just a little bit of time? I said, I promise I'll quit using, I'll come see you. And from that, I thought I was trying to be in some kind of, like, agreement with him. And I told him, all I wanted was like a week or two just to get my head right. And I told him, I said, I promise you, I'll quit using, I'll come see you. And the next thing I knew, I was getting arrested, so.
Have you been able to stop using methamphetamine, sir?
Yes.
How long have you been?
How long have you been?
Yes, sir.
It's been 2.5 months.
Do you feel any better?
I feel 100% better.
you were missing from community supervision for 18 days, so what happened during that time, sir?
I was at my house. I never left my house. I mean, I left my house a couple times, don't get me wrong, but I went to Phoenix, I went to back to the transmission out of his car, I went to the store, I went to back to the store, but I never left like a long way, a couple hour period.
Thank you, sir. I need to take some further information from our community corrections officer. Yes, Mr. Westby.
From about June 6, 2018, from Parole Supervisor Oliveri, that stated a Skyward Reduction Program letters were mailed to his approved residence at 1465 West First Street, where he resided, and also to an address on Belfast Street in Mesa, and an address at Jefferson Street in Port Clinton, Ohio. Those kind of reduction letters stating that if he reported that the warrant would be quashed if he came in. So there was a letter that was sent to where he was residing at.
Thank you, sir. Okay, sir, Mr. Holstler.
It's Hostler, but they don't spell it wrong. It's not Hostler, it's
Hostler. Yeah, and that's why I keep messing it up, because I don't spell wrong in the word. I see it's Hostler. Hostler?
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Hostler,
sir. Who's in Port Clinton, Ohio?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if you gave an address ahead of time, but maybe you have family contacts there. That's a board initiative.
Oh, my mom might have been there.
Okay.
I don't know if she still is.
What were you doing that made the Mesa Police Department have contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder warrant?
I was at my house. I don't know.
So I mean,
they left in front of my house.
All right. So they may have just known that you had a warrant and saw you on the outside.
Yeah.
Right. We'd ask the fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Hostler, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for the board to know or understand before we go into deliberation?
I feel blessed. I mean, I appreciate everything if you guys give me a shot, like, because I know I only have, like, a couple months or however long I'm going, but, like, if you gave me a shot to, like, have a little structure behind me, and maybe, like, let me go try to get this safe job, and put me back on a stricter color of coordination, some classes, like, immediately, and maybe I told me to get a job immediately before I get out, and it's always right, and just let me have your guys' support, like, behind me. I mean, I would appreciate all that. It's like, I'll even go to a half or house, I don't even care. Like, I mean, I do care, because my dad needs me, but I need to take me into consideration first and foremost. But, like, as far as like all the violation, I don't have, you guys are really up to date on all that, and I'll tell you the truth on any of it. Like, if you have any more questions, it's just, no, like, I got to it back on some time, guys. Like, I feel 100% better right now.
Well, thank you, Mr. Oscar. The board will be going into discussion, and we sound like we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I've heard Mr. Hostler's position. I do feel for him. It sounds like he's supporting or being supportive of his father's giving him support as well, and that he was trying to be productive. I think the issue is that he had some ongoing issues with methamphetamine, And right now, it sounds like that he's been stabilized with some treatment, which I think is very positive. I think with his sobriety being fairly recent, and that he's safe and stabilized right now, I think he might be better off just doing his last 50 days, putting together a plan for his return to the community. Upon his release, he will have no more community corrections or parole to deal with, and will have a certain amount of freedom of movement. But that's where I'll begin the discussion. All right, we have no further discussion. I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in Room 1, number 2018, W1614, a discussion with Mr. Hostler, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Hostler was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapse or was about to lapse, and a criminal rate of company.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Leo, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Hostler, your supervision has been revoked, but the good news is that you'll be released on or about September 11th, 2018, which is, I'd say, about 50 days away, if not a little shorter. And upon your release, you'll have total freedom of movement. You won't have to deal with community corrections. You'll have a little bit more time to stabilize under the meds. And you'll be free to pursue your own interests. We do encourage you to put together a plan for your return to the community, as this is coming up very quick. Otherwise, this hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and thank you for being so honest and forward with the board today, Mr. Hostler. Thank you.
Mr. Hill.
And his father that he resided with was a patch member of the HA. Probably not the best environment for him.
I wondered about that.
Yep. Just reading the gang screen here.
We had Delgado coming up.
Yeah. At least that's what I think. And I went to.
Okay.